In my consulting relationship over the years, I've encountered so many bad ideas, myths, and general misconceptions about what it takes to build an all-referral practice that I've actually kept a file on it, thinking the day would come, which is today, incidentally, that I would make a recording about this. These bad ideas and misconceptions surface during the period of a 12-month consulting relationship, and I'd like to go through them. So let's take them one at a time. Now, don't be embarrassed if you've let yourself get sucked into one of these bad ways of thinking. At the very least, you'll finish this recording knowing clearly what doesn't build an all-referral practice, and just making those changes, you'll see your referral numbers increase. All right, first, asking. That is, I'll ask patients to send their friends and relatives, and that will build a referral practice. You've heard it just like I've heard it. If you don't ask, people won't know what they're supposed to do. In other words, if you ask, or better yet, if you use clever scripts, you can get your average patient to send everyone they know into the practice. That's a false belief. Let me ask you, if you went to a clinic where you were left waiting a long time, were charged more than you know other doctors charge for the same service, and everyone in the clinic was rude to you, would you start sending your friends to this clinic because toward the end of the visit someone mentioned to you, hey, we like referrals, or maybe they were more direct and just asked you straight out to send friends and family? Well, would you? Of course not. In fact, you might go out of your way to warn people off on the bad service that awaits the unsuspecting in this practice. Now, on the other hand, if you were treated like royalty from the moment you walked into the clinic, were quickly seen, fairly charged, expertly treated, would you need someone pumping you for referrals to make you spread the word about that practice? Of course not. You see, here's how it works. Imagine a continuum. Most of you have heard enough of our monthly messages to know that consumerism is about price, convenience, case presentation, etc. Well, imagine a continuum of the overall consumerism score of your practice. What you'd find is at the low end, that is, where people are falling far short or clinics are falling far short of meeting patients' expectations, well, if you fall down there, making everybody unhappy, no script ever devised would convince a patient to refer anyone to the clinic. At the high end, that is, you've done a great job of giving patients everything they want at a fair price, it wouldn't matter whether you remember to ask the person for referrals or not. This patient would spread the good word about your practice like juicy gossip. In the middle ground, this is where clever scripts can make the difference. That zone where people aren't unhappy with you, but they weren't really impressed by everything they experienced. Now, they might see a benefit. That is, that group might benefit from a clearly scripted message to solicit referrals. I think you can see what I'm getting at. It's not about referral solicitation scripts. It's about a relationship between how well patients thought they were treated and you asking for referrals. You see, if you really impress them, there's little you need to say. But on the other hand, if you've offended them, there's nothing you can say that would force them to refer. It's only the middle ground practice, that is, the middle ground of mediocre consumerism, that might benefit from a referral script. I can imagine someone asking me to tell them how they can know where they fall on the patient satisfaction continuum. It's easy. Just look at the referrals you're now getting. The more you're getting, the higher you are on the satisfaction continuum. High would start at 25 direct referrals per month and above. At this level, you'd do better to work on your speed than on your referral script. At 12 referrals per month or less, a script won't save you. You're going to have to fix the problem. You're going to have to work on the basics. Between 13 and 25, a clever preempted referral script would add a few patients to the practice each month. All right,